This podcast is brought to you by HealthRangerStore.com. Lab-tested clean foods and supplements for immune function, long-term storage, and survival applications. Every purchase helps fund this free speech video platform. Thank you for your support. All right, I promised to record this podcast covering things that you can do to protect your body, your health, in case you are forced to take a coronavirus vaccine. So this is a scenario where you've decided that, you know, maybe let's say you work in a hospital, maybe you're a nurse, and you got to keep your job, and you're required to take the vaccine in order to keep your job. And for whatever reason, you've decided that you're going to risk it and take the vaccine, or you need to, or maybe you have an elderly parent in a nursing home that you need to visit and take care of, and so they require you to be vaccinated before you can go into the nursing home. Things like that. Situations beyond your control. And for whatever reason, you decide to take the vaccine. What can you do to protect yourself from the most toxic effects of the vaccine? Because you see, I believe that most vaccines are toxic because of the adjuvant additives, the aluminum, the squalene, the pro-inflammatory chemicals that are added to vaccines. And I also believe that vaccines damage people who are usually already susceptible to immunological damage. People who are immunosuppressed, for example, or people who already have a very high load of heavy metals, or people who have certain genetic mutations or you could say tendencies in their physiology that inhibit their ability to detoxify toxic substances. For example, they may have impaired liver function. So that's what this podcast is all about, with the caveat that, of course, I'm not a doctor, and you should always check with your doctor what, well, I guess if your doctor wasn't a pharmaceutical whore, maybe you should check with your doctor, you know, come to think of it. But anyway, everything I'm going to recommend here is just a food or a natural supplement, a nutrient. There's nothing exotic, okay? There's nothing crazy. Just things that you can do. Number one is, of course, lead a healthier lifestyle and stop poisoning your liver, because your liver has to detoxify chemicals. So a lot of people are taking too much acetaminophen, which is over-the-counter Tylenol, and they're drinking too much alcohol, and they're not using herbs that can protect the liver, like, you know, burdock root, a dandelion root, yellow dock, like licorice root or dandelion or, you know, yellow dock or what have you. So you can boost your liver function, and you can also take supplements that help your body have a more efficient detoxification process with your liver, such as, for example, selenium or sulfur. One of the supplements known as MSM, for example, is believed to help aid in liver function, you know, normal liver-based detoxification. So that's one thing you can do. The second thing is to have a lifestyle where you're sweating and drinking water. Sweating eliminates toxins, and it's a pathway that your body can rely on to remove toxins that are in your blood, believe it or not. You know, you eliminate toxins through exhalation, also through urination, defecation, and perspiration. All of those are pathways of eliminating toxins. So if you're sitting in the air conditioning all day and not exercising, then your body is not going to use that vector of sweating toxins out. The thing is, when you sweat toxins out, make sure that you then take a shower. So if you go outside and you take a walk and you work up a big sweat, then don't let all those toxins on your skin, you know, dry back on your skin. You should actually hit the shower, wash those off. That's actually eliminating toxins. Also, at the same time, anti-inflammatories. So it's a good idea to look at what are anti-inflammatory foods, because one of the most toxic side effects of vaccines seems to be a neurological inflammation effect. And this is how some people get brain damage or neurological damage from vaccines. Vaccines cause seizures, they cause comas, they cause autism in some children, and they cause long-term neurological damage in certain children. Well, I believe that a lot of that pathway is inflammation. And so it may help, although this isn't proven, but it makes physiological sense that there's no harm in taking the precaution of eating anti-inflammatory foods, which include, for example, curries and turmeric root and other similar types of foods. You know, there are many different herbs and spices. I mean, even cinnamon, for example. Lots of anti-inflammatory foods. And you can just go online and you can look up lists, or you can go to my website, naturalnews.com. and you can search for anti-inflammatory foods or supplements or things like that, just to get, you know, some of the science that's out there on these things. Vitamin C is very potent. Vitamin D allows your body to activate its immune response, you know, effectively protecting you against many foreign invaders, which might be injected into you via vaccines. So the better nutrition that you have on all fronts, the more able your body is going to be able to eliminate the toxins that might be in a vaccine, thus minimizing the time that those toxins spend inside your body, which is where they're causing damage, such as aluminum or, you know, mercury in other vaccines or so on. Now, these mRNA vaccines are a whole new monster. They overwrite your body's protein synthesis processes in your cells. So they're not the normal type of weakened viral strain. And it's not yet known how these are going to act on the body, but it seems likely, based on previous research on animals, that we're going to see a wave of autoimmune disorders. Autoimmune disorders are really immune system hyperinflammation. So once again, we get back to the anti-inflammatories. And it also comes to mind-body medicine as well. How do you get better sleep? How do you relax more? How do you reduce the stress in your life? How do you have a non-inflammatory lifestyle where you, you know, you control your temper, maybe you meditate? I mean, I'm not kidding. Mind-body medicine is powerful. And when combined with nutrition and combined with healthy lifestyle choices, such as drinking water and exercising, getting plenty of sleep, having a healthy sex life, for example, all these things can literally potentially save your life against the toxins of a vaccine that can be deadly if your body is just on a tipping point of hyperinflammation. So keep all of these things in mind. I think they're very, very important. These are ways, simple strategies, you know, good nutrition, healthy foods, avoid fried foods, which are pro-inflammatory, avoid toxic prescription medications, avoid painkillers, you know, unless you have to take them for some medical, you know, need that where you're prescribed by a doctor or something. Avoid things that cause inflammation. And do gentle exercise. Don't over-exercise, you know. Be mindful of not causing injury. Just don't overdo anything. Take care of your body, your health, your life, your stress, your mind, your spirit, and have good nutrition. You know, eat more fruits and vegetables, something you've known for years, but now is another reason to do it. And it's a good reason. So if the day comes that you're forced to take the vaccine, and I know some people are going to be in that position, then your chances of being harmed by it are greatly, greatly reduced compared to somebody who is nutritionally deficient and immunocompromised and so on. And don't forget about the minerals too. Magnesium is very anti-inflammatory. Magnesium is just a crucial mineral. Most people are deficient in it. A similar thing is true for zinc, except zinc is more of a trace mineral. But keep all of these things in mind, because these are strategies that can make a huge difference and they can potentially even save your life. So thank you for listening. This is Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. Listen to more of my podcasts at brighttown.com. My channel is HR Report. And you can also, of course, read my website, naturalnews.com. Thank you for listening.